ABC Radio Australia.
Now, while the world's attention remains on COVID-19, the Pacific community has joined forces with the James Cook University in Brisbane to tackle the scourge of mosquito-borne disease that continues to blight the region. While a malaria vaccine may have been endorsed by the World Health Organization, the idea of eliminating the disease is still a long way off, demonstrated, of course, by 96 outbreaks in the Pacific between January 2012 and May 2021. Add to that 12 outbreaks of the Zika virus and 15 of chikungunya, and the scale of the mosquito problem that remains is all too apparent. So now comes the project known as PAC-MOSI, co-funded by Australia's Foreign Affairs Department and the French Development Agency, and one that will focus on, amongst other things, training, surveillance and response plans. And to tell me more about this, I'm joined now by Dr. Salanieta Saketa, SPC's Senior Epidemiologist. Welcome to Pacific Beat.
Thank you, Jordan.
Salanieta, as things stand, where are the holes? How is the Pacific failing to get to grips with mosquito-borne diseases?
You know, the Pacific has made a lot of stride in epidemiological surveillance and in other ways of controlling vector-borne disease or mosquito-borne disease. But one of the things that's quite weak is actually controlling the vector, which is the mosquito. And many countries in the region, with the exception of a few, have established or not established mosquito control programs, and mainly due to lack of capacity, human resources and other resources, particularly training, to equip them with the right skills and knowledge to be able to control these vectors.
And so how exactly is that PAC-MOSI project going to help?
The PAC-MOSI project is a new project which comprises of a consortium of 12 international institutions, including James Cook University and the Pacific Community. Of course, the consortium is led by WHO and the James Cook University, and SPC is one of those 12 international partners. And, of course, the partnership is with all the Pacific Island countries in the region. And so PAC-MOSI, goal is really to strengthen vector surveillance and control in the region. And one of the ways in which it will do that is to raise capacity through training, and so to be able also to build up collaboration or regional networks that will help in sharing of best practices that can help countries to build up their vector control and vector surveillance programs.
And this surveillance and training up that the PAC-MOSI project is going to do, in practice, how is that going to take control, I guess, as you say, of the vectors, which are the mosquitoes?
Okay. One of the things that PAC-MOSI is going to do, first of all, is to do a needs assessment or needs analysis from countries, and which we are doing right now. And working with countries to identify what the actual needs are on the ground in terms of how they can battle, you know, mosquitoes and the vectors. And so working on that evidence, we're then able to adapt our training accordingly. And our training is on entomology, is an eight module training, which we are on developing right now, and basically was, you know, intended initially as a face-to-face training, but now because of the pandemic and the closure of borders, we are also going into development of online training modules, which so countries can have both face-to-face and online trainings. And as we know, that with mosquito control, there are some aspects of it, particularly in the training, that require face-to-face, for example, you know, identification of mosquitoes. So you really have to catch the mosquitoes and identify them. So that's the whole work, you know, the whole idea of having this training is that countries will have the capacity to do after their training to be able to do surveys, mosquito surveys, so they're able to identify what are the key vectors in their neighborhoods and in the community, and so be able to also then plan control activities accordingly to target those vectors.
My guest this morning is Dr. Salanietha Saketa, SPC's senior epidemiologist, chatting with me right now about a new project called Pack Mossy that's aiming to train up and bulk up surveillance of helping countries bring about getting vectors or mosquitoes, especially that carry malaria, under control. Dr. Salanietha, with this new malaria vaccine that is in play, it's been endorsed by the WHO, is that going to impact on the overall success of this Pack Mossy project?
Definitely. You know, it's a welcome thing to have a vaccine for malaria, as everyone's been waiting for that for a long time. But at the same time, we still need to control the vectors or the mosquito that transmit malaria. Although our work, particularly for SPC, has been really more focused around the Aedes mosquitoes, which transmit dengue, Zika, and chikungunya. But we know that three countries in the region still struggle with the burden of malaria. And of course, we still need to target those vectors that transmit malaria, the anopheles mosquitoes. So, you know, having a vaccine would definitely, you know, prevent disease manifestation in people that are infected with or exposed to malaria, but at the same time, we still need to control the vector. So, you know, Pack Mossy just kind of just complements and strengthens the control our control efforts towards malaria.
And how much is this Pack Mossy project going to cost?
From the agency, from the French Development Fund, because that's much of the funding that we receive at the Pacific Community to support vector surveillance and control in the countries. We are looking at around, you know, over 1 million euro towards vector control activities. And one of the activities that we also, apart from you know, the consortium and the partnership we have in the Pack Mossy project and its activities, one of the things also that we've helped support is you know, development of a manual which was launched early this year, which is the manual on surveillance and control of Aedes vectors in the Pacific. So we hope that that manual will also serve as a reference during the training when the training starts. And also with the DFAT funding, it's I believe it's over. I don't exactly have the figure, but it's a bit of money that's provided through the Australian Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade that also supports the Pack Mossy project.
And when is this project being rolled out?
It's currently being rolled out right now, actually. And so what we are doing at this stage is doing the needs assessment, as I mentioned, and also in the process of developing the 8 modules for the entomology curriculum. And so from the 8 modules, 3 modules are being supported by SPC through the French Development Fund, as alluded to, and the rest through the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade.
Well, Dr. Salanietha Saketa, thank you so much for joining me here on Pacific Beat and bringing me that update on the Pack Mossy project rolling out right now around the Pacific region. It's been great to have you on.
Thank you, Jordan.